All right, guys, many of us for a long time have been expecting some type of quote-unquote alien invasion, a.k.a. deception, demonic deception, or some kind of a government conspired mass deception event. I don't know how else to word this. And we may be on the very precipice of seeing this. I know we've talked about this a lot in the past. There has been so many cases of, it used to be called UFOs. Now a new term for them is UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And a recent sit down with Donald Trump and Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast, there was an interesting dialogue that transpired. And then there was new reports coming out about all these UFOs that have been surfacing and appearing over military bases and around nuclear bases and nuclear facilities. Then you have a hearing that's going to be released today, another UFO hearing. So we're going to cover all this today on today's podcast. We're going to get a little deep in this because I'm going to show you where this could be leading biblically. And why not? Look at everything that's going on, guys. We've got a new sheriff in town. His name is Donald J. Trump, and he is shaking up everything. This guy, we've talked about this all week now. He is going and into the Middle East, brokering peace negotiations, going brokering a peace negotiation with Russia and Ukraine. We're talking about the third temple coming, possibly under his or on his watch. And now a UFO deception? Why not? Let's just add it to the group. So let's talk about it today.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, what's going on? It is Wednesday, November 13th, and I know some of you are like, wait a minute, I thought there was no broadcast today. Well, I said that at the beginning, and there won't be tonight. We're not going to broadcast. We're going to start taking off, and I wanted to come on here for this reason, too, to announce this. As starting tonight, every Wednesday night, guys, We will not be doing an 8 p.m. Eastern broadcast because we're going to take that time to rest. And many of you guys have your own home churches that you attend, Bible studies and whatnot, midweek services. So we want to be respectful of that. And so we thought, you know what? Wednesday is a perfect night to do this because it's right in the middle of the week. We can take time to kind of reset and rest. And so we're going to do that tonight. So we wanted to come on here today because I've got some information I want to get to you today. And before we get started, you know the drill. Hit that like button. And for your sake, why don't you go ahead and subscribe, hit that bell notification, and you'll be squared away here on the social media platform. If you want to take it a step further and you don't want to miss any headline, because there's a lot of stuff, guys, that in content that we will talk about and we will publish that will not be seen on any of these social media platforms, not even here on YouTube. We won't discuss it because it'll be censored or shadow banned. So if you want all the content, I want to encourage you today to download the free app available on Apple and Android devices. And again, did I mention it's free? Yes, I did. It is free. It doesn't take up a lot of room on your RAM, on your phone or your device. So get it today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. Every podcast, every headline, every breaking news, every prophecy viewpoint that we do, everything's going to be right there for your convenience. All right, so today I'm going to start out, we're going to open this up right into the scripture. So let's go straight in here into 2 Thessalonians 2, because I think this kind of sets the entire foundation of where we want to go with this. Plus, when this crazy stuff starts popping off, which it has been for a while, and it gets crazier, we can go back to the scriptures and be like, okay, we've kind of been anticipating this, and we knew this was coming. This shouldn't catch us off guard. And this, I think of all the scriptures in the Bible, I think this is the one passage that really kind of gives a precipice for this. It really gives us it paints the canvas for this type of deception to come. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In this passage of 2 Thessalonians, and by the way, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify as well. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul warns the church of Thessalonica that, again, we've went over this many times, that the coming of the Lord had not happened because, again, there had been a circulation of a forged letter in Paul's name, and rumors had circulated that the coming of the Lord had taken place, aka the rapture, and that the church had missed it. And thus, it was just complete chaos. So Paul had to write them a letter and instruct them to not be shaken in mind or troubled by some kind of a letter or word or mouth as though the day of Christ had come. And then he reiterates to them the steps of events that must take place leading up to this glorious event called the rapture. And he says, the first thing he says is, let no one deceive you. This is verse 3, by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And guys, we're in that. I believe we're seeing that. If you want to have a thermometer and gauge the temperature of where we're at in the end times, this is it. We're in the age of apostasy. In fact, the word falling away comes from the Greek word apostasia, where we get the word apostasy. It means a defection from truth. And we're in that. So he says that this must happen first, and then the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. But then he goes on, he says that, and he tells them that the Antichrist, when he does appear, he's going to reveal himself to the world by setting in the temple of God. And by the way, we talked about that yesterday. If you missed that podcast, I want to encourage you to go back, watch the 2 p.m. Eastern podcast we did yesterday. It was the only one we did because we didn't broadcast last night. And we talked about how that Donald Trump could be instrumental in help ushering in or in the efforts to construct this third temple, which again, the Sanhedrin, the Temple Institute, all of these rabbis, they're all anticipating this. And we did a whole podcast on this yesterday. There's rabbis that firmly believe that Trump has been raised up for such a time as this to help usher in the third temple. Now, this third temple, and we went over, and guys, I'm not going to go over all this today. We went over it in detail yesterday. All the scriptures that pertain to the coming third temple. Yes, there is coming a temple, a physical brick and mortar temple. And this will be the headquarters and the throne wherein which the Antichrist, and I'm still in 2 Thessalonians 2, this is where he will oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, and he will sit as God in the temple, showing himself that he is God, but he is not God. We know that. But he's going to deceive. Come on, somebody say deceive. Type deceive in the chat for me. Because this is all, this entire podcast is centered around deception. He will deceive the entire world from Jerusalem, from the temple, from his throne of authority that he'll be given by God for 3.5 years or 42 months. Okay? Now watch this. The Apostle Paul says, verse 5, do you not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. So again, the Apostle Paul reveals that there is a mystery of lawlessness. Now, if you're reading from the King James, it'll say mystery of iniquity. Iniquity and lawlessness, they go hand in hand. And he talks about this is literally basically a spirit of iniquity that was already at work in Paul's day and will continue to work all the way up until the restrainer, he mentions a restrainer that is holding back the Antichrist from being fully revealed and manifested. But once that restrainer is removed from the earth, then the wicked one will be revealed. Okay, now here's where we get into this. Verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now here we go. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Don't miss this. Satan is pulling the strings on the entire agenda of the Antichrist. Now, how's he doing it? It tells you here, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now, literally, this, if you look up the word signs in Greek, it literally means a sign, a prodigy, or something that transcends the common course of nature. Okay, let me say that again. The coming of the lawless one will be according to the working of Satan, and wherein which he will use, watch this, he will use signs that transcend the common course of nature. They are going to perplex experts, society, scientists. People are going to be standing back in awe, saying, "How could this be? How could this happen? How's this possible?" And then he says, with signs and lying wonders. Now, the word wonders here literally means miracles. Miracles. So he's going to use lying, counterfeit, false miracles. Now, you transcend this with signs. And this is where you're coming up with this lying, signs, and wonders. Now, as a result of this, watch this. He will also, with all unrighteous deception, this is huge, guys, unrighteous deception, and he will operate this among those who perish. In other words, translation, the people who are going to fall prey to and victim to these lying signs and wonders are going to be individuals who have not surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. They're not born again. So therefore, there is a veil over them. They're deceived. And we all know, we can go out here in society. We can walk around. We go around our family. We go around our friends. We go around our coworkers. You go to a Walmart. You go out to eat. You go wherever you go. You're going to be around people who are the veil is over their eyes. Their hearts are darkened because they're not born again. And these individuals will succumb. They will be succumbed to all forms of deception. And they already have. They already have. They've taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. And this, why do you think secularism is on the rise? Why do you think the occult is on the rise? Why do you think, New Age practices are on the rise. Satanism is on the rise. Again, I'll say it again. It's because the church is becoming powerless. Because we're not operating in the authority and the power that God gave us and intended for us to use. We're not bold as a lion that we're supposed to be. We're hiding our lights under a bushel. We're not being a city set upon a hill. We're not witnessing. We're not letting our lights so shine among men that they may see our works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Many people go to work and they go out in public and they're undercover Christians. Nobody even knows they're believers and they would never know that they were. So therefore, there's no influence on society, and we're losing an entire civilization. We're losing an entire culture. But there is I believe, guys, listen to me. I want to give you a light at the end of the tunnel on this. I do believe that there is a glimmer of hope right now. Even with this last election, and I'm not saying it's all, and I'm not putting all my hope and all my faith and all my trust in Donald Trump. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, though, the majority, listen to me, the majority of individuals that cast their vote for this man are for God. They're for Bible reading back in the education system. They're for prayer coming back to the education system. They're for a move of God sweeping the nation, aka another great awakening. So, guys, this is hopeful. And again, we did a podcast on this. Now that Trump has won, what do we do with this? What are we going to do with this space of this open window of 4 years that we have? All right, guys, I got to get through this because that's not what I want to talk about. Let me get back to this scripture. All right, watch this. So here we go. Once the restrainer is removed from the earth, I believe it's the church. I know people will disagree, but that's okay. The church will be removed. Then Satan will be fully, he will have a heyday because then his man of the hour, the Antichrist, will come into power with lying signs and wonders, and he will be able to perform unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, here's the scary part in verse 11. It says, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Y'all see this? So it's not just, we can blame everything on Satan here, but your Bible clearly says there's going to be two sources of deception in the end times. Wow. Some of y'all may never saw that before. But Satan will empower the Antichrist to perform lying signs and wonders through unrighteous deception among those who perish. And because these people refuse to love the truth that they might be saved, God himself will send them strong delusion. Now watch this, that they should believe the lie. This is always perplex me here because he didn't say a lie. He said the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now we could all debate this entire podcast on what is the lie. Okay. The lie could be every path is a way to heaven and every path is a way to God. It doesn't matter what Messiah you believe or what God you believe, every path is a way. Well, we would say that's a lie, right? But is that the lie? We could say that Jesus, the world says that Jesus Christ, a lot of the world says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. Well, we would say, well, that's a lie. You know what's interesting, though, is John, who coined the phrase Antichrist in 1 John 1, 1 John 2, there's several passages. He says, who is Antichrist? He who is a liar. He is Antichrist. And he says, by this you'll know them. He who denies that Jesus is the Son of God, he'll deny the deity of Christ, and he is a liar. This is how you identify an Antichrist spirit. Individuals who constantly lie, they deny the deity of Christ, and they deny that Jesus is the Son of God. You can identify them, and confirmly say to them, or say to yourself, they have an Antichrist spirit on them. They have an Antichrist spirit on them. They are hostile towards Israel and the Jewish people. They have an Antichrist spirit on them. What's going on in Amsterdam? That is the spirit of Antichrist. I would go as far as to say it is the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness that is continuing to rise in the earth to pave the way for the lawless one. Now, having said that, we know that deception is rampant, lawlessness is rampant, apostasy is growing in the church. The falling away is here. I mean, every week you've got leaders and pastors and shepherds and all kinds of people in prominent positions of the church that are falling into apostasy, into deception. They're preaching false doctrines and gospels. And the New Testament says that there would be false apostles that would come in the last days, because it says, marvel not that Even Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, he can transform his workers, his false apostles, into angels of light as well. So these, they're creeping into the church. They're taking people captive, bringing them into deception. So all of this, guys, watch this, is setting the stage for what could be. And again, this is an hypothesis, okay? Because there's no way, listen to me, there's no way that we could have decades of unidentified flying objects, UAPs, mysterious crafts, objects in the sky, quote unquote alien encounters, abductions, and the list goes on, without there being something behind this. Now, either, watch this, this is mass psychosis that's taking place, or is this demonic activity in the earth bringing about, ready, great deception among those who perish? Let's get into this right now. So recently, former President Donald Trump joined comedian Joe Rogan for a 3-hour episode on his podcast, wherein which they discussed aliens. Now, this is very interesting. So in their dialogue back and forth, Rogan said to Trump, "How much did they tell you about UFOs?" And he said, quote, "A lot." He went on to say that he interviewed a few people on the topic. And this is Rogan saying that he interviewed a few people on the topic. I would show you the clip, guys, but I don't want to get hit with a copyright strike. Quote, "It's never been my thing," Trump continued. "I have to be honest, I never have been a believer." However, he said that his interviews with pilots who he described as solid people made him pause. Trump said that these pilots told him how they saw a, quote, "round ball, but it wasn't a comet or a meteor. Quote, it was something and it was moving faster than an F-22. Rogan then went on to ask Trump if he's a believer now. Quote, "There's no reason not to think that Mars and all these planets don't have life, you know," said Trump. Rogan countered that finding life on Mars today isn't likely, but Trump said there might be, quote, "life we don't know." He also revealed that people ask him about aliens all the time. Quote, "I get that question as much as almost any question," he explained. "Do you think we have aliens coming?" All right, let me show you this. A swarm of UFOs caught on video near a U.S. Air Force base by dozens of stunned onlookers. An Air Force base in Indiana has become the latest hotspot for mysterious UFOs after residents spotted swarms of fast-moving glowing orbs in the skies. Dozens of people in Kokomo, which sits just 13 miles south of Grissom Joint Air Reserve Base, reported seeing hovering, flickering lights and that vanished in the thin air. Quote, "What is that?" shouted the one local who filmed the lights. "I think those are UFOs, and I really don't feel comfortable going to sleep tonight." The uncanny sightings most reported on October 7th echo recent UFO waves near military sites, interesting, including Joint Base Langley Eustis in Virginia, where officials reported seeing, quote, "flashing red, green, and white lights that were moving at rapid speeds." Now, this right here, guys, I will tell you this. This has been, new information has come out on this. It said that they're drones. These are actually swarms of drones, at least in the Virginia base. I can't say for Indiana, all these other ones, but we did a podcast on that recently, and these were all, now again, doesn't mean it doesn't get any less weird and bizarre, because here's the thing. There were swarms of UFOs for like 17 days over this military base. I think it was Langley in Virginia. And the official report was they don't know the source of it. They don't know why. And there was nothing they could do about it. That to me was even more alarming. All right, then you had this. UFO swarms filmed buzzing over Area 51 and other U.S. military sites for months after, quote, "mothership encounter." Scores of new witnesses have emerged with more footage of the eerie drone UFO swarms buzzing key U.S. military sites, including a big fireball and a cube over Area 51. The Las Vegas area witness who reported this bizarre cube-shaped object claims to have observed similar strange aerial lights in the area over 100 times since the month of June back in 2020, adding that these craft always seem to head towards Nellis Air Force Base. Nevada's Nellis, how you pronounce it, and his sprawling complex about 40 miles northwest of Vegas, including top secret Area 51, now legendary within UFO lore, appeared to have faced incursions by craft similar to those that plagued the Air Force in Virginia. Again, the ones that plagued the Air Force in Virginia were indeed drones. And again, guys, all those quote-unquote UFOs over that military base in Virginia were indeed drones. Now, again, I can't say for all of these, but at least we know that. UFO drones are surveying America's most, quote, sensitive military sites, and the Pentagon says it can't stop them. Guys, I'd love to hear your input on this. What do you think about this? What are these things? Are these enemy drones? Are these from China? Are these from some other military from another nation? Are these government craft? Is this military operations? What is this? Or do you believe it? Do you believe in UFOs? Do you believe that these are extraterrestrial? Again, we'd love to hear from you. All right. Fleets of dozens of mysterious UFO drones are surveilling, and they call them UFO drones. Interesting. Are surveilling America's most sensitive military sites. And the Pentagon admits that it can't do much to stop these aerial intruders. Again, this is absolutely disturbing to me. Drones of unknown origin have been spotted flying over military bases in Virginia, Nevada, and the past year, including a secret base for Navy Elite SEAL Team 6 Commando Unit and Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval ports, and according to the Wall Street Journal. Here's another article. Aliens have been watching over U.S. nuclear missile bases for decades. Again, according to one UFO expert, these things have been watching over U.S. nuclear bases for decades. Conspiracy theorists about alien spacecraft visiting Earth have been abound for decades. In the 60s and 70s, UFOs were seen hovering over the military bases in the U.S., leading people to speculate that an alien invasion might be on the horizon. Now, think about this, guys. This is conceivable to think that we have this type of technology to fly these these unmanned drones with no aerial propulsion system, no jet propulsion system. This is conceivable to think that we have this type of technology in 2024. But again, we're talking the 1960s and 70s. To me, that is phenomenal to me. While all such reports have been dismissed since then, every now and then someone speaks up about these stories, claiming them to be true. A UFO expert has now claimed that the spaceships visited, quote, every major nuclear missile base in those years, and they still do. Whoa, that's a heavy claim. Again, one individual, and it's not just one, I've seen multiple reports on this, that they claim that these, quote, craft, drones, spaceships, UAPs, UFOs, whatever you want to call them, have visited every major nuclear missile base in, again, those years. Again, he's referring to the 60s and 70s, and still do. He went on earlier and claimed that more than 120 former service members admitted to having encountered flying objects near nuclear weapons storage and testing grounds. Now, I'm going to just read this here. Quote, perhaps they have a use for our planet, let's say for scientific purposes, and know that global nuclear warfare will disrupt their data gathering and or, quote, or experiments. And again, all these claims come just weeks after new government records showed other UFO sightings near military sites, including 17 nights back in December of 2023. We talked about that. And several UFOs that were spotted off Joint Base Langley. All right, look at this. Quote, evidence of alien life could be, quote, revealed next month. Now, this was published in October of last month. So that would make us this month. So I'm going to read this again. Evidence of alien life could be revealed this month as NASA filmmaker claims, quote, we found it. What? Telescopes on Earth have found evidence of intelligent alien life. Here we go. Now, guys, listen, before everybody freaks out in the comments and in the chat and on podcast, we are not telling you people that we believe in aliens and extraterrestrials. What we're saying, remember, go back to the beginning of this podcast. The reason why I started it out with and the foundation of it with 2 Thessalonians 2 in regards to deception, great deception, is because I believe if we're about to embark into this, they have got to build the narrative. They've got to build this thing up and produce all the evidence. You're going to see this article come out here. Well, we've discovered this. We found evidence of life on another planet. We have picked up on these sound machines. We've picked up these sounds that we believe it's quote unquote extraterrestrials communicating. So they're going to put all these puzzle pieces together. So then they can come out. Again, this is an hypothesis, and bring the greatest deception that has ever came across mankind, and that we're, quote, not alone, and that we are about to embark into a, quote, alien invasion. Now, think about it. We've all been conditioned for this. Independence Day, that movie. Anybody remember, if you're older like me, you'll remember there was a series that came on television years ago called V. Just one word, V. Y'all remember that? And it was these aliens, or these, quote, visitors. The V was for visitors. They came. They were extraterrestrials. They came and they looked human and they warmed themselves up to society, into our government. And everybody was just, they embraced them with open arms. But of course, there was a sinister side to it. Because eventually it was revealed that these were like lizard people. These were reptilians. And they had a sinister side to them. So there's been all, and then you got the movie Alien and Aliens, and it's been they had so many sequels to it. Then it was redone, it was repackaged. And then, I mean, we could sit here and name all of these movies based on extraterrestrials and aliens. And all of this has conditioned us to sit around and have these discussions. What if, could this be, do you think this is real? Do you think this is possible? And again, so y'all see what I'm saying here? This is all building the case for this. So let me go back to this article. All right, telescopes on Earth have found evidence of intelligent alien life, and the proof will be released in less than 1 month. All right, well, it's November 13. It's been a month. Where's the evidence? Well, let's move on here. Simon Holland, who has worked on documentaries for BBC and NASA-funded projects, said that an Oxford-backed program searching for extraterrestrial signals has quietly identified, quote, non-human intelligence in our galaxy. The signal, a five-hour-long burst of radio waves, here we go, what did we just talk about, appeared to be from a region around Proxima Centauri, a star about 4.2 light years away from Earth. The Oxford team has confirmed they're analyzing the signal, but have not revealed the likely source. They're looking for details, hence the delay in publishing the news. Holland told the DailyMail.com of the strange radio signal, which has been hotly debated ever since astronomers first detected it back in 2019. Holland described the signal as currently being in the low information zone, a term coined by skeptic Mick West to describe cases where tantalizing but minimal data makes it all impossible for science to rule out even the most incredible theories. The technical hurdles faced, Holland said, are the signal is very weak. But citing a source with firsthand knowledge from the Oxford-led nonprofit project Breakthrough Listen, Holland is persuaded that evidence is mounting in favor of the theory that a signal did originate from an advanced alien species. Wow. My contact is a, quote, senior EU radio telescope administrator. Quote, we have found a non-human extraterrestrial intelligence in our galaxy. I just got to interject this. I think what he picked up was a principality come on in the second heaven. That's what I think he picked up. Because remember, in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Okay? So I don't think this is a extraterrestrial and alien. I believe they're picking up chatter of demons and principalities communicating with one another. But anyway, that's my theory. All right, so this dude is alleging that this information is going to be released to the public very soon. Now, consequently, now we've got some videos. We're going to watch this together because there is coming a hearing today, okay? Now, I don't know when the timeline is. So this may be released before we air this at 2 p.m. Eastern, or it may come after. But nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen into this and see what they say here, what to expect today.
Joining us now to give his insights is Republican Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee. He introduced the UAP Transparency Act. You will be at this hearing. I appreciate you taking the time tonight.
Thank you, ma'am.
I want to start with what you expect to hear this Wednesday. Do you think that Americans will learn new information about UAPs, or are you expecting massive revelations on Wednesday?
I think we're going to learn some things. It's peeling back the layers of an onion. The one thing I think that would be.
Now, that's an interesting thing he said there. Peeling back layers of an onion. What did I say? Again, you got to get it out of your head, guys, that these are little alien extraterrestrials. Again, I believe, in case you haven't figured it out, I don't believe in extraterrestrial aliens. I believe in demons. I believe these are fallen angels. I believe they're demons. And remember, guys, you go back to Genesis 6, fallen angels took upon themselves flesh. So at one time, they had fleshly bodies, okay? Then you go to the book of Hebrews, and it says, beware of entertaining strangers, for in doing so, many have entertained angels unaware. Thus, we know that there is angels that are walking among us, but they look human. So I'm throwing an hypothesis out there. Is it possible that Satan has got these beings? And again, there are so many sources out there that says, guys, that back in Roswell, what was it, 1947, 1940, I think it was 1947 or 48, somewhere around there, where you had the alien spacecraft that crashed, and they allegedly recovered bodies from it. And again, this doesn't shake my faith, guys. It just lets me know that, again, I believe these are demons. They're demonic entities. Okay? And I know this, it may rattle you up a little bit, because I'm guarantee you this. This type of stuff is probably not preached at behind pulpits, most pulpits. Most preachers ain't going to touch this kind of stuff because it goes outside of the realm of everything they've been taught in theological school and everything else. But anyway, let me get back to this. So this doesn't, when they talk about this, even if they was to reveal something crazy today, it's not going to shake my faith. It's only going to give more credence to the fact that great deception is coming and we better be prepared for it.
Happen eventually is President Trump will move towards total disclosure. And that's what's going to have to happen, because it's just going to be some person's word against another. And, you know, we have these government bureaucrats who keep saying that they don't exist, or as you quoted the one just then, saying that we misinterpret. Well, they're misinterpreting then, because their own people are saying we don't know what the heck these things are. And the best pilots in the world that are our pilots are telling us these things are flying in close proximity to their aircraft. I had one tell me this thing flew 14 feet away from my canopy, and he held up his hand like that as to mimic where it was. So, wow. And then we have these bureaucrats arrogantly tell us that we don't know what we're talking about. And then when we ask them about specific instances like the one you're showing right there, they look down at their papers and say, we have no information on that. So it's a completely compartmentalized, arrogant bunch. And I'm hoping President Trump fires a lot of people and put some people in there that trust the American public with the truth.
Yeah, you are hoping he fires some people. I appreciate you mentioning that. I do want to ask, you know, President-elect Trump has said in the past that he knows things about UFOs. What are you expecting? What will you be watching from him? Are you expecting full transparency under his new presidency?
I hope so. That's the signals I've been given. And in my conversations with the president-elect, I'm convinced that that's what
he... I like how this guy's got this gun right here. I'm just saying, sorry, guys. He's got a gun here and a gun here. It just kind of cracks me up.
He wants and that he trusts the American public. You know, it's just like the Kennedy files. They tried to set up some... Schumer tried to set up this thing and everybody embraced it and they trashed me because I said it's not going to work because it mimics the Kennedy files, which happened before I was born. I'm 60 years old, and yet we still don't know what happened there. Those files are still closed, and the people associated with it are dead. So we've got a lot of things to get to. I don't know that this will prove too much other than that there's more out there and that we're not telling the truth. The admiral that will testify, he has some very compelling evidence that he wants to talk about. And there's no reason in the world for him.
Okay, so there's going to be an admiral that's going to testify during this hearing. So that's going
to
be interesting.
And like that to lie. Because if he, you know, all he's going to do is be ridiculed in the public and by his former peers. So this is completely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they face ridicule, yeah. And to your point.
All right, so here, apparently these are the witnesses that are going to testify at this UFO hearing. Luis Elizondo, no surprise. This guy's almost at every hearing. But then you have these other three gentlemen. I don't recall ever hearing their testimonies, but he's been at the forefront of this entire thing from the beginning.
Is, you know, these whistleblowers are at risk. They receive threats for coming forward. I do want to ask you, Congressman, I know you introduced the UAP Transparency Act. You've been championing this for some time. We find ourselves in this moment. Many perceive political upheaval in our country. We are facing foreign wars that need to be solved. People still feeling the pinch of the economy and inflation at home, the border. Why does this in particular matter to you so much?
Well, it's in the purview of the committee. We don't deal with a lot of those other things in oversight. We oversee government and cover-ups. And why in the world would we not want to know what we're spending tens of millions of dollars on? The federal government tells us they don't exist in one breath, but then they won't release files. And when they do, they're redacted heavily.
That's a good point.
Because they think we're ignorant and they're arrogant. It says everything to do with Washington. It's power, influence, overconfidence and arrogance and money, of course, is all wrapped up into this. And if we had an hour, I could probably just scratch the surface, but I'm hoping we'll get to the bottom of this. Chairman Mace is going to be an excellent chairwoman, and she will, I believe she will not put up with any garbage. And I'm looking forward to the committee.
All right, here we got another one here, guys.
Joining me now, I have Nick Pope, who investigated UFOs for the UK Ministry of Defense. Nick, welcome back to the show. Big hearing today. I feel like this is your Super Bowl, right? You live for these kind of moments. What are you hoping for, Nick?
Yes, absolutely, Mikey. Very exciting day. Very psyched for this. I think we're going to learn a lot.
All right, so I'm just now noticing this. So it is approximately 10:30 as of the taping of this. We will air this probably at 2 p.m. Eastern. So this hearing is going to be at 11:30. So the hearing will already be over. This will already be over with by the time this airs. So it'll be interesting. We'll see what kind of updates come, and we'll probably post them on our website.
I don't think we're not going to get a smoking gun here, but we are going to get information that I think will shock Congress and will shock the public, and rightly so.
Now that's interesting. So he's saying that we're going to get information that's going to shock the public and the Congress. So I wonder what that's going to be.
Joe said this is absolutely a defense and national security issue, and we know from the written statements that these witnesses have already submitted to Congress that they're going to talk quite openly about, quote, non-human intelligence, unquote, and an associated disinformation campaign to keep this from Congress and the public.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think we're going to learn anything that's going to just blow the lid right off this story?
I don't think so. And the reason for that, of course, is this is an open public hearing. And, of course, when News Nation first covered the story of David Grush, the whistleblower who came forward last year, it was noticeable when he testified that just as you got tantalizingly close to some of the really sensitive bits, he fell back on the statement that he could only really discuss certain things in a secure, compartmented information facility, in other words, a secure room. So, but that in itself tells you that you're getting close. So watch for those no comments in particular.
Yeah, and I want to talk about, you know, three of the four witnesses who are testifying today in front of Congress. They've shared their accounts here on News Nation, confirming their claims that UAPs do in fact exist. Nick, take a quick listen, and I'll talk to you on the other side.
You must appreciate people watching this, hearing you talking about aliens, recovered craft, recovered bodies, it sounds crazy.
Well, as I've said before, I'm not saying it doesn't sound crazy. What I'm saying is it's real.
The American public has a right to know the new nature of reality we know, and that the Defense Department and the intelligence community has realized and has evidence of. That's not fair to the American public.
It's up to, you know, journalists like you and me and these brave whistleblowers to and the public to demand that Congress act and do its job.
Yeah, so Nick, there's been a common theme here, and that is that the American public deserves answers. What's it going to take for that to finally happen?
Well, I think it's going to take Congress keeping the pressure on this. But also, of course, the important thing is now with a second Trump term coming up, and with President Trump having said that he will disclose information, for example, that's been held back on the JFK files, and he was also asked about information on UAP, and so early in his second term, I think the president might...
Look at this video, guys. They're showing on. It's so weird.
Join the fray, and that would really push it over the line, because then it becomes an order from the commander-in-chief to declassify and release this to the public.
Yeah, well, you stole my last question, Nick, and that was, are you getting any signals that soon to be, again, President Trump will peel back the curtain in any sort of new kind of way?
All right, so there you have it, guys. So again, this will be this hearing will be taking place about an hour after we record this. But again, by 2 p.m. Eastern, the hearing will be complete. It'll be interesting to see what information comes out. But again, I want you to keep in mind, guys, I believe that the public society is being conditioned and prepped. And I believe that they're purposely taking this slow. They're not just going to dump all this at one time, because you have to build a case. Again, the greatest deception, you have to condition the people. You have to present more evidence. You got to build the case, put the puzzle pieces together. And then, you know, hypothetically speaking, if something was to emerge, watch this, that, quote, transcends common course of nature, that would be a, quote, lying sign and wonder, you could see how those who don't know the truth will be succumbed to great deception. So guys, we're living in times that the prophets spoke of. We're living in times that Jesus warned about. And we leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, again, we appreciate you coming on to the podcast today. Again, don't forget to hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe, hit that bell notification. Again, we have a free app downloaded today, so you can keep up with all of our headlines and every podcast. And of course, if this ministry bless you, encourage you, equips you, all of the above, we'd love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the website or right there on your screen. You can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, there will be no broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. and we'll be right back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern for another great segment. So we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.